precious blood that flowed from Calvary can make the sinner holy. Come wash me clean till every part of me is yours, Lord, and yours only. It's been so long since I felt Jesus. Just
Brother Pat Patterson, would you come down and take us to the Lord in prayer for us, brother?
Glad you're here this morning. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's just worship
the Lord, Brother Pat. Amen. I appreciate that, Brother Pat. I want to welcome everyone to Calvary Baptist Church here in Powder Springs and say it's good to see you. And I got a good crowd this morning. That's always encouraging. And I want to get right into some prayer requests. We, for the good while now, we've had a pretty lengthy list, but I do want to mention some people as far as prayer requests this morning. Miss Mary Kelly, she's not here this morning. Miss Mary Kelly is one of our newest members that joined, and her granddaughter has leukemia. And so let's continue to remember Miss Mary Kelly and her granddaughter. Also, Miss Shirley Townsend, she's here this morning. She had her PET scan, and the results came in. Her left lung was healed from cancer, and so we praise the Lord for that. But her right lung still has it there, and from what she has told me, the middle area, there's some spots. Is that right, Miss Shirley? And so let's remember Miss Shirley in our prayers when we pray. Also, let's remember little Eli. This is Eddie and Joanne Rich, grandson. I believe on tomorrow they're going. He's going for surgery. Let's remember him. And also, I believe we've got another grandchild going tomorrow as well. And so, Bentley, he raised his hand. But let's remember them in prayer for tomorrow. And say it's good to see the Palmers with us this morning. And they've been through a lot in recent days. And also got word the other day that Miss Dolores' brother Jim, had a stroke. And but is he home now, Miss Dolores? Yes. Let's remember Brother Jim, Jim Evans, in our prayers. And, of course, again, we have a very lengthy list, and I don't want to leave nobody out. But David Henderson, Miss Glenda, son Brandon is having surgery tomorrow. Let's remember him. Mary Rich has a relative, William Denson. He's struggling with diabetes. Pretty bad, and he's having an upcoming surgery. And so as you can tell, the severity and the gravity of situations is a bit much right now. And also, I got word this morning that Dorothy Holcomb and Tracy Westmoreland, is that not your names? Okay, I was giving wrong information, I apologize. But it's good to meet you. But also, I believe you have a prayer request as well, physically. And so we have a lot of things going on this morning. And I tell you, it's really on my heart to have a time of prayer together with all these needs and situations. And so I tell you what I want to do. Those that I read off on the prayer list, this is totally up to you, but I would like to call for an altar of prayer at this time. If you have cancer and you feel at liberty, join us in the altar this morning. If you have a surgery coming up or a loved one, you can join us in the altar this morning. And any other needs, maybe there's silent prayer requests you may have. I welcome you to join us in the altar. So all that would this morning and are able, let's have a time around the altar this morning praying. You can come now. You can kneel, you can stand, however you want to do it. This is the Lord's service this morning, and we believe in prayer. We believe that we can reach heaven through our prayers. And so this morning, let's take our time in a word of prayer, and then we'll do what the Lord feels at that time. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus' name this morning. And Lord, I know the needs are many. Seems like, Lord, that when one thing is cleared up and there's a praise report, there's a prayer request that fills that spot. But, Father, that's life. As long as we're living on this earth, There's going to be physical elements. There's going to be bodily pains. There's going to be emotional pain even. Father, there's going to be trouble in this world. There's going to be heartaches. But we're reminded in Scripture that we're to be of good cheer because you have overcame the world. And greater is He that's within you than he that's in the world. And Father, we're told to fear not many, many times in the Bible. We don't have to fear. Fear has torment, God, as you tell us in the epistles of John, that fear has torment. But perfect love casteth out all fear. That is when we comprehend how much you love us and we comprehend that whatever's in our life, Lord, there's a purpose. There's a plan from you. We may not understand. We may not agree with the method that you're bringing these things in and through our life. But Father, we know that and we must believe. We must hang our hat on the fact that all things are working together for the good of them that believe in Jesus Christ. Father, this morning I pray for these who have cancer. Father, we pray for the past members that just came back this morning that's battling cancer. The daughter, Father, we pray for her, Lord. We pray for Miss Shirley, dear Lord, and this other lung and the cancer that's in her body, Father. We pray for her that you'll touch her and strengthen her. And Father, for Jim Evans and the stroke he had. God, that family's been through enough, Father. Like all these others have been through enough. But Father, we pray for him and his rehabilitation. We pray for Miss Mary Kelly and her daughter who has leukemia. The special prayer request Nancy McClendon sent to me about her niece Lexi with emotional, deep, deep emotional pain right now. Father, we lift up all these requests. The surgeries on tomorrow, Brandon and then Eli and Bentley and all the other requests, Lord. I will indeed leave someone out. But Father, you know all about it. God, you know this morning who's up. You know this morning who's down. Lord, you know this morning the one that is praying and longing from a word from God. And then maybe even the ones that came who following you from afar off. Holy Spirit, I pray that you'd minister to everyone today. Father, that's our prayer. We love you and we thank you. For Calvary Baptist Church, we pray for your continual leadership and blessings upon us. We pray you lead us and guide us. And Father, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing. And we thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Appreciate that, church.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.
Yes.
I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel. Sister around here, it's because we're a family and these folks are so dear. When one has a heartache, we all share the tears and rejoice in each victory. In this family so dear, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. by his blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this sun. For I'm part of the family. Church, stand with me, the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this sun. For I'm part. Yes, I'm part of the family of God. Are you thankful for that? Say amen. Amen. Thank you, church. You can be seated. Choir, you can be seated. It is so good to be a part of the family of God. Amen. And it's great to have an opportunity to come and worship together. That's the reason we're here. It's great to see some friends. Some old family. Amen. It's come back to be with us this morning. If you're visiting with us, you're a special guest. Thank you for choosing Calvary as your place of worship. And if you don't have a place to go next Sunday, let me please come. I'm going to invite you to please come and be here next Sunday, but be here at 10:30, or you might be looking for a seat. That's our, amen. That's our goal, is to try and fill the house next Sunday morning. It will be homecoming. There will be no Bible study, no Bible study. If you get here at 10 o'clock, you'll be here early and you'll get a seat. Amen? And you can go downstairs, help them in the kitchen and get everything ready. But it'll be a great Sunday, next Sunday. Again, 10:30, start worship. Brother Snyder Turner will be our special guest speaker. And normally we would have a guest group to come and be with us. We're going to have a guest group. It's going to be our talent from here at the church. Going to be a great time. Anybody in this church ever seen the Bill Gaither homecoming type singing? You enjoy that? Well, that's kind of like what we're going to have next week. Amen? And we're looking forward to it. You make that a matter of prayer. We're going to try our best to put together the schedule today. And we're going to have our own Bill Gaither. It'll be me, unfortunately. And we're going to put together some great singing for next week. You make that a matter of prayer. It'll be a good time. We're looking forward to it. Choir will be singing. Some special guests will be singing. And just call them special. Amen. They're going to be special to us. They're our guests. They're our church. And it's going to be a great time. Pray for them. We'll have some folks that will be singing that don't normally sing all the time. Specials. And it'll be a great time. We're looking forward to it. But this morning we're here together. And we're going to worship the Lord. Amen. I feel a special spirit in his house this morning. Pray for our pastor. He'll be coming in a few moments to share the word of God. Pray for someone that might be lost in this place today, that they won't leave that way. Amen. That's the reason we've turned on the lights and opened the doors, that someone might come to know the Lord as their Savior, or someone might just get a little closer to God than when they came in. Amen. So good to see you here. I'm glad to be here. Amen. It's better than any hospital in town. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is a spiritual hospital. We've come to be strengthened. And I don't know about you, but I've had a rough week. But I'm in the house of the Lord today. And I'm so glad to be here. And the Spirit is here with us today. And we're so thankful for that. But you've heard all the prayer requests this morning. There's many and some that probably were not even spoken. So please remember all those in prayer. And please remember this. We've always said this in times past for homecoming. Here's what you need to do. Bring enough to feed your family and then some, and we'll be all right. Because we want to feed everyone. Amen? And take some home with you. That'd be all right, too, wouldn't it? Wouldn't some of that good old chocolate cake have enough to feed everybody and take some home? That'd be awesome. But bring enough to feed your family and then some, and we'll be okay. It'll be a great time. Looking forward to it. And we look forward to again to next Sunday. But, of course, we have church tonight as well, 6 o'clock. Choir, meet me here at 4:45 for choir practice this evening, and we look forward to a great time. But let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Yes.
Another thing I wanted to mention, Brother Snyder contacted me the other day, and he wanted me to make an announcement that tomorrow, Monday at 11 a.m. there at the home, there's going to be a groundbreaking of the new cottage, and he wanted me to extend the invitation that whoever wants to come, those that are not working, then you're more than welcome to be there. 11 o'clock tomorrow morning there at Calvary Children's Home, the groundbreaking of the new cottage. So that's a definite praise.
Amen. That is a praise. Praise the Lord for that. Let's go to him in a word of prayer. Father, we love you. Praise you. And Lord, we thank you for your goodness, your love, and your mercy that you have extended us. Lord, I pray that you'd be with us this morning. Lord, we already feel your presence and your power in this place today, and we thank you for that. Now, Lord, we pray that you'd be with our pastor this morning. Speak through him, Lord, the word of God that we need to hear. May your power fall in this place. Lord, may it arrest our very hearts. May you speak to us. May you draw us closer to you. Change our lives, Lord, forevermore today through your word. Lord, I pray if someone is here that's never experienced salvation full and free, may this be the day that they realize that they stand in need of a Savior that can save them, Lord, forevermore. And Lord, I pray that you'd be with them, draw them, Lord, to salvation today. Lord, I pray if someone just needs a special touch, Lord, from heaven today, may they receive what they, Lord, stand in need of. And Lord, I pray that you'd touch the offering now, both the gift and the giver. Lord, again, fill this place with your Holy Spirit. Lord, do what only you can do, and we'll praise you and thank you for it all in Jesus' name. did fail to mention one announcement. We always get together on Saturday before homecoming and meet here at the church at 8 o'clock, make everything ready. And we'll get together on next Saturday, 8 o'clock, Saturday morning, put together the tables, chairs, and everything downstairs, get the fellowship hall ready, and then we'll clean up the church and everything. So if you'll meet us here, if you can, next Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, to make ourselves ready for homecoming. You pray for the choir. We're going to try our best this morning to sing a song that is real to us all, Through the Fire. Many times I've questioned certain circumstances and things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. That's when my frustration gets so out of hand. It's then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken. And I've never had to stand one test alone. When I look at all my victories, then the Spirit rises up in me. And it's through the fire my weakness is made strong.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy.
I know within myself I would surely perish, but if I trust the hand of God, He shields the flames again, again.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb.
Oh,
valley of decision, and the adversary says, "Give in, just hold on."
instrumentally to this song here, and just feel like we need to be still for a minute for the Lord.
Are you blessed this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
We have been blessed. We have been. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Go ahead, miss. Yeah. right. Bless you. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Well, we love your family, and we're continuing to pray for days ahead. Anybody else got a word? That's right, brother. Amen.
And I promised him that I'd praise him. And I've been here, there, and everywhere this morning, but I just want to give God praise because I promised him that I would. He's been good to me.
Yes, sir.
He's been good to me this week, and I just want to praise him for what he's brought me through.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for the work through.
Absolutely. Amen, Brother Allen. Well said, brother. Good.
That God gives us, and we just have to accept it at that and go on with it.
Amen.
And know that it is something that the Lord has put in our life, whether we like it or not. It's something that He will bring us through, and it is something that's for our own good.
Amen. That's good. So that's where that statement originated from. It is what it is. Anybody else? I mean, if you have something on you, you want to praise the Lord, something you want to give another second or two. Man. Amen. 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 Yes.
Yep, my family is what it is. You know, y'all remember these days, snotty nose little kids running around in that new way.
Yes.
You know, I could just sit and just rattle off things he's brought me through. But if he hadn't brought me through this, I wouldn't trust him for my tomorrow.
That's right.
So I'm so thankful that I have had to go through things that give me hope and trust for tomorrow.
Yes.
And I'm thankful that he saved me at 16 years old, that that he's given me the opportunity to live for him, and many, many second chances he's given me in my earlier years. But I'm just thankful to be serving him.
Amen.
If we've accepted him in our heart, we have a hope. We have a future. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm just praising for everything he's done for me and for way back. And just listen to CJ this morning say, you know, as a little boy, he would say, why am I here? Did you create this place just so I would have to be, you know, miserable? No, he knew. He knew what was going to happen. And now, looking back over our life, all the things that he went through as a child, and just what we are today.
Amen.
Hope
words, hope, and future, and yes. Through been mentioned here in the past couple minutes. Let me read you. Just listen to this. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. Doesn't mean that we're excited we're in the fire. He says, and not only so, but we glory, we joy. We have the ability of seeing our problems, our situation through heaven's point of view. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. You've been there, you've done that. And experience hope. And then verse number 5 says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. In a nutshell, that's telling us that God is in control. He allows us to encounter things. We taste it. We experience it. He shows us the lesson. And then that creates hope for the next time. We've been there. We've done that. We're in a trial again. He's going to bring us through it because he did last time. That creates hope. We don't have to be ashamed. We don't have to worry or think that God's not going to take care of the situation. It's an unashamed hope. It's a sure hope. God's in control this morning, and he's working. Anybody else got a word on y'all? Yes, Miss Shirley. Amen. 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 Yes.
My prayer for this church this year is the year that we all become the church that Christ has always known.
Amen.
He's always been the head. Mm-hmm. We just hadn't really done all our part. There's many parts to the church.
Sure.
And everybody's important to this church. As I taught one Wednesday night, from the least to the oldest.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Speaking of helping out at the children's home and experiencing that, we're coming up on the holidays pretty soon, Brother Brian, and the tree lot in December, and I know the help would be appreciated. Go ahead, brother. Sure.
I've experienced something I want to try. Want God's blessing for me.
Yes. Thank you. Y'all are doing the preaching this morning. I'm getting fed. Anybody else? We're not stretching things out. Give another few seconds. Amen. Amen, brother. Love you, Brother Larry. Proud of you, man. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of hope being offered this morning. A lot of hope. Go ahead, man. Amen. Appreciate that word. somebody else. Amen. Yes. Amen.
I want to stay out of the Lord's way this morning. And if there's anything I've learned in my Christian life and desire to continue to learn, is how to listen, not just to the Lord, but in other areas as well, marriage. Be a good listener. I'll tell you what let's do this morning. If there's not any other word, is there any other word of testimony? Let's do this. It's been a morning of hope. It's been a morning of encouragement. My faith has been strengthened. You've preached to me. Thank you. I needed it. Thank you. But it's on my heart for us to end the service this morning with singing Through the Fire again as a choir, because I just want to cap this service off with hope. And what greater hope to sing that song again, that He will carry us through the fire. He has, He will continue, and He will strengthen us. It may take a minute to get everybody together, but if we could, choir, come on, let's go one more time and sing Through the Fire. Always remember, the altars are still open. In the song, during preaching time, altars are open. If you need to come, you do so. But we will sing this song here, and then we will be dismissed shortly after.
I want you to hear, because I want the message of the song to sink into you for 1 second. Because I believe there's a purpose that Pastor would have us to sing it again. It's not just words on a page. It's not just music. This verse says, so many times. You ever been there? So many times I've questioned certain circumstances and things that I could not understand. And many times, not just sometimes, but in many times and trials, weakness, listen, weakness blurs my vision. And that's when, notice the word, my frustration. You ever get there? My frustration gets so out of hand. Oh, that, I'll be honest with you, that's been my week this week. And I've had, notice, it's then that I am reminded, thank God for this, that I've never been forsaken. And I've never had to stand not one test alone. That's where we ought to all be on our feet at the same time. Amen. I never had to stand one test alone. When I look at all my victories and the Spirit rises up in me, it's through the fire that my weakness is made strong. Amen? Now, when the Holy Spirit gets a hold of you through that, and you feel a need to run, this might be that morning I run with you. Amen? Don't let the enemy hold you back. Worship Him. Praise Him. I'm going to tell you something. I have a friend this week that I called on. Some of you I called on for prayer. And I called on this old Church of God preacher, a friend of mine. And I said, pal, I need prayer this morning. And he sent me that little, what do you call that, emoji, whatever. Emoji, whatever. I'm trying to learn the language too, brother. He sent me that little prayer emoji feller. And a heart. That means I'm praying for you and I love you. And I'm telling you, it wouldn't. But just a few minutes, I sent it, the prayer request to Amanda. It wasn't but just a few minutes that God answered the prayer. Amen. And I sent it right back to Him. And I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's already answered. Amen. This morning, He knew where I was headed. He knew I was headed to the house of God. Amen. Choir, listen to me. Here, he sent me this. He said, worship is your way through the storm. Remember, Paul and Silas worshiped their way out of jail. Jail is anything that you allow to control you. Let God control the circumstances and praise Him for it through worship. Prayer engages your mind, but your mind, but worship engages your heart. Love you. I love you. And then he said, I'm sorry. I was preaching to the choir. Take it, though, as a reminder. I said, thank you. I'm headed to worship. He said, you know how phones are. Anyway, here we go. We'll get back to that. He said, that was your word for the day. He said, let your choir know that they aren't called to entertain. They are called to set the atmosphere. Someone in the body this morning needs to worship. John 4:24. It's what our Father tells us to do. Well, hallelujah. In spirit and in truth. Amen. That's what the Father's looking for. So do you believe that God is in the house this morning? Amen. Now that fellow is somewhere way out there in Missouri somewhere. He's not even in Powder Springs. Do you believe that God is in the house this morning? I want you, look, if God is dealing with your heart, if you need to come to the altar this morning, if you need to do business with God, I want you to pray. I want you to seek His face as we sing one more time, and then we'll go to the house through the fire. So many times I've questioned certain circumstances and things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. That's when my frustration gets so out of hand. But it's then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken. And I've never had to stand one test alone. When I look at all my victories and the Spirit rises up in me, it's in the fire my weakness is made strong. I know within myself I would surely perish, but if I trust the hand of God, He shields the flames again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. Oh, said help would always come.
we're not ending the service just yet. Keep playing softly, brother. We have a lot of prayers going up this morning, and a lot of things being taken care of, and so we even got a couple folks praying in another room. You tell me that ain't the Lord this morning. And Brother Larry Bennett said, we ain't starting homecoming next Sunday. We starting this Sunday. And we praise the Lord for it, for what he's doing. And sometimes I just have to be still, even two or three times in the service. It gets so big that you don't want to miss anything as far as direction. And yes, Lord willing, if my heart don't change tonight, we'll touch on the subject of worship.
Moments ago, Pastor said something about hope, and the Lord had given me a little chorus sitting there that says, the sisters sing this in Brooklyn Tabernacle, I think. I'm not going to try and sing it. I don't want to mess it up, but the words of it says, I'm going to make it. He's already said that I would. I'll keep on trusting that he is working everything for my good. He walks beside me, and heaven is in my view. Oh, I'm gonna make it through. There's that word again, isn't it? Oh, I'm going to make it. He already said that I would. He answers prayers, church. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's so good to me. One more time, God is so good. God is so God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
All right, all right. Well, enjoy the service this morning. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, and again, I say, I appreciate you preaching to me, the Lord through you. I'm full this morning. I'm full. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and dismiss this morning. And, of course, they're praying in another room, so let's be conscious of that on our way out. But let's all stand to our feet, and we will meet back again at 6 o'clock this evening, choir practice at
4:45,
homecoming next Sunday. This is the prelude of that today, and so we're looking forward to that. Any other word before we close? All right, well, if that's all we have, we'll be dismissed in a word of prayer this morning. Everyone has a blessed afternoon. Brother Charlie Wilson, would you do so, sir?